Hi, I'm Lynn Tobin, music teacher and cellist, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Lynn, and good morning, Kids Commuters. Here we are in a whole new week for IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have a new Quizlet for you, too, that's coming up after the music later in the show. So my guest this week is Lynn Tobin. She's the cellist with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra and conductor of the TSO's Civic String Ensembles, which are community string orchestras for musicians of all ages. Lynn has recently retired from 40 years of teaching music to children, most recently at the Pathfinder School in Traverse City. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Kate.
So the word for this week is ORF. ORF, which is fun to say, ORF, 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 but also is something that our listeners might be more familiar with than they realize. Who's ORF, and why would they know about him?
If you're a student in elementary school, you may have seen a set of small xylophones, metallophones, and glockenspiels in your school's music room that your teacher refers to as ORF instruments. In fact, you may have played these instruments yourself. The instruments are named for German composer Karl ORF, who is known for developing an approach to teaching music to children. But what most people don't know is that it was really a woman named Gunhild Kietmann who was responsible for much of what we now call ORF music. This week we're going to tell you the story of the collaboration between Karl ORF and Gunhild Kietmann and listen to lots of ORF instruments.
And you have some with you for us to listen to this week. Let's start off with a glockenspiel. What's a glockenspiel?
Well, a glockenspiel is a small bell-like instrument with metal bars. It's from Germany.
And what are the other instruments we're going to hear?
We've got xylophones with wooden bars, a big kettle drum called a timpani. Sometimes you'll hear something familiar like a guitar or a cello. And there are some very unusual and interesting instruments like tuned water glasses.
Wait, a tuned water glass? How do you tune a water glass?
Well, you take just a regular water glass or a wine glass, works best on a stem, and you pour different amounts of water in it to get different pitches.
Aha, so you could try that at home right now.
You could, and then you can just tap on it very gently with something like a pencil. Here are two short instrumental pieces for children by Karl ORF and Gunhild Kietmann. ORF and Gunhild Kietmann believed that music is something that belongs to every human being. Children learn best when singing and moving. Can you imagine learning the alphabet without singing it? It's so much easier to remember when you learn facts through singing. That's one of the fundamental ideas of the ORF approach. It's also fun to explore folk music and songs with ORF instruments. Here's the familiar North American folk song, Fiddle I Fee, with recorder, xylophones, finger cymbals, and children's voices.
I have cats for the cats be speed. I paint my cats by yonder tree. Cats go spindle I fee. I have a hen and a hen please me. I paint my hen by yonder tree. Hen goes chitty chopper, chitty chopper. Cats go spindle I fee. I have a duck and the duck please me. I fed my duck by yonder tree. Duck goes quack. fly free. I had a goose and the goose pleased me. I fed my goose by yonder tree. Goose goes swishy, swishy, duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chee chuck, cat goes fig-li-fee. I had a sheep and a sheep pleased me. I fed my sheep by yonder tree. Sheep goes baa, baa. Goose goes swishy, swishy, duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chee chuck, cat goes fig-li-fee. I had a pig and a pig pleased me. I fed my pig by yonder tree. Pig goes griffy, gruffy, sheep goes baa, baa. Goose goes swishy, swishy, duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chitty chuck, cat goes fiddle-i-fee. I had a cow and a cow pleased me. I fed my cow by yonder tree. Cow goes moo, moo. Pig goes griffy, gruffy, sheep goes baa, baa. Goose goes swishy, swishy, duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chitty chuck, cat goes fiddle-i-fee.
These are recordings you'd hear from instruments you'd find in any elementary school classroom, right?
Pretty much. Most elementary school classrooms have these instruments available, and they work with children starting as young as kindergarten.
That's so neat. So somebody your age could be playing that fully composed piece of music right now.
That's right. It was written for children.
All right. Now, tomorrow we're going to learn more about Carl Orff, Gunhild Kietmann, and what's called the Orff approach to teaching music to children from Lynn. Now, Lynn, you brought us another piece of music to hear today. What is this?
Let's listen to two lively dances for recorders and xylophones to wrap up our first day of Orff Week.
Kids Commuters, we just heard three pieces of music that are made with instruments that you might find in a classroom today and that you could record yourself or make yourself. Looking forward to hearing more music for Orff Instruments with Lynn Tobin tomorrow. All right, Kids Commuters, normally this is the time of the show when we introduce our new Quizlet for the week, but this week we're going to skip the Quizlet because we have an exciting reason for you to get in touch with us. That's right, it is your chance once again to win the opportunity to play the clapper as we play Sleigh Ride with the Interlochen Arts Academy Band and Choir in the Sounds of the Season concert that is coming up this Friday night, December the 14th. If you would like to be featured on stage playing the clapper in Sleigh Ride, like Kids Commuter Gwyneth was last year, send us the word sleigh in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. We will draw the winning name by noon on Thursday and let you know if you need to meet us in Corson Auditorium Friday night. Good luck! All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.